forever.
Fucking dating and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love. Seek treatment if you just can't take a hint. Well, seek treatment with Kat
and Pat.
Hey,
oops, I did it again. We're doing the podcast.
We're doing the podcast.
This is Catherine.
Played with your ears.
Oh,
got
baby.
Lost in the pod studio.
Oh, baby. Oops. This is called Seek Treatment.
It's a podcast about
boy sex, fucking dating, and love. Okay, what? So we're back in the studio.
We're back in the studio. We're in Los Angeles, California.
Old friend. From back in our New York days. I was in New York this morning.
An old friend.
Is it the morning? If it's 5 a.m.? Laugh track. Okay.
I think
we should just dive in.
Yeah, let's just dive in.
Did you get something you needed? What are you having over there?
I brought myself a caffeine-free Diet Coke.
That's the first thing I'm going to go ahead and call
a cry for help. But we are going to bring in our guests. Put your ears open for Morgan Miller.
Hello. Thank you for having me, girls.
Of course.
You guys look great.
No, you think my dress looks maternity.
Well, you said that first.
That was a leading question. What you just did was so evil. Where I heard you in outside. Morgan was like, I love your dress. You're like, is it maternity? She's like, I don't know, maybe. And then literally you start a podcast and you're like, you said my dress is maternity.
Okay, but you want me to, you're making me the villain of the pod.
I know. Maybe I am.
Or you know what? Thank you. I just think
I need to be the hero of the pod. Doesn't matter what you guys
are.
When I saw you, I said, you look amazing.
Oh, thank you so much.
Now, do we really look amazing?
We look amazing. We do look amazing.
I don't feel looking amazing right now.
Why not?
My hair, I think.
When's the last time I saw you?
God, 6 months, 7 months ago?
I think longer.
At a show somewhere?
You did my show a long time ago. Anyways, how long have you been living in LA?
A little over a year, babe.
Wait, when was it that you moved?
September.
How are you feeling about it?
It's like a year and a half.
A year and a half. Yeah. I'm feeling fine. About a year, I was like, okay, this is nice. It's nice.
I feel like you moved here and liked it. Or actually, no, last time I was here, you were like, not cray.
Yeah, no, I moved here and hated. Yeah.
I miss New York.
I always miss New York. I was there for 8 years. LA's fine. I mean, it's growing on me. It's nice. The weather's nice. The people are fine.
Uh-huh.
I've had a hell of a fucking year.
Well, we have to almost immediately get into.
Let's talk about it.
What's this podcast about?
Boys means is non-gendered.
Boys is people you flirt
boys
with.
Boys are non-gendered.
Yeah. No, seriously.
No, seriously.
We just had an interview. Boys is anyone you flirt with, anyone you text.
Okay, great.
So you just went through a...
Let's just tell everyone I'm gay.
Yeah.
Did you already... Is that in my intro?
Yeah.
She's gay.
She's gay.
She takes it up the ass, which means gay.
Wow. That is on so many levels untrue.
I tried to take it and it didn't take.
Try to take being gay or having things in your ass?
Ass.
Oh, gosh. And it didn't take.
It's so crazy.
I haven't tried gay yet, but I'm open to it.
Okay, you guys both are making
deeply,
out.
I'm deeply in love with a man right now. I hope my heart doesn't get snapped in half.
Oh, no. Are you?
I am. Randomly.
It's so crazy how anal has become such a thing of gay. You guys are like, we're not talking about
that. Yeah, we really aren't talking about anal. We're trying to talk about love, and you're like, can you move your... I can't see your face enough. There. She's... That's my girl. That's my pretty little girl. I have long fingernails.
Oh, my God. I'll never forget when I was little. You know the game Trouble?
Yes.
Fine, getting into trouble, you pop the dice.
What
kinky freak invented that way of rolling dice where you
pop
it in trouble?
That.
Okay, so there's
You're
little,
aging yourself, Patrick.
There's little like, you know how there's little things you move around the board, but they're like hollow?
Uh-huh.
I would put them on my hands and pretend I had long nails. I would either pretend I had long nails.
What about bugles?
I would pretend I either, it was that kind of same concept.
Yeah.
I would either pretend I was a mean woman who had long nails, or I pretend I was the Beast from Beauty and the Beast.
And then you met a mean woman who has long nails, and she's right here in front of you. Although my nails are trimmed right now.
Okay,
so what happened?
Hi, guys.
Hillary Rodham Clinton,
what happened?
I got broken up with. So I'm the opposite of falling in love, and my heart has been shattered.
And you kind of moved. I wouldn't say you moved.
No, don't say that.
I think it was a straw in the bucket.
A straw in the bucket.
So, Morgan.
I think it incited the...
Tell me if at any time you don't want to talk about this or if anything you want to cut. But last time I saw you, you just started dating this person.
Yes, and I was...
Where
were
we?
We were head over.
We were having an intense conversation about it. You were telling me all about it. Where was that?
Was that
I can't place it.
The duplex?
Oh, it could be. I don't know. I don't remember.
Or it might have been at Club Cumming.
No, it was like... I feel like it was like a long... Anyways, so you were like...
So I fell in love. And I fell in love hard and real. And what
and
I
hadn't
thought
even
was,
dating someone before that.
I was also before that. I famously am monogamous. You just serial monogamous.
You truly
you're
a
late frog.
Are.
Truly are. You're Frogger.
True Frogger. And I don't get hit very often.
So you've had since I've known you.
Yes.
Four
girlfriends. Yes.
Yeah. And all like long term meaty relationships.
Yes.
Grass fed.
Yes.
Homegrown.
Yes. Homegrown.
Yes, but all of them were like, after I, like a girl and I broke up, I would like get on the apps.
No, five. You had five since I've known you.
Is that true?
Yeah. We can, we can beep them.
Name them with code words.
So, well, the steps are
okay.
I met one of them who was kind of like.
There's first.
Sad.
These are them.
No, like sort of like.
Yeah,
there's, do you have tats?
No, not tats. Kind of like, not basic.
These
but.
Are them. These are them. First, nurse.
Yeah.
First nurse, film, blonde.
Yeah.
And red.
And
was film, is film the one I'm thinking of? She wasn't blonde. She had brown hair.
No, you're thinking of nurse, I think.
Did you go on vacation together?
Yes, nurse did. Nurse
was she nurse?
She didn't seem like
was
a
she,
nurse.
Was first nurse?
No, first was not nurse. Was not nurse.
Oh, first was, it just happened to rhyme.
I'm
pitching a show called First Nurse. Joe Parsons said I should have a sitcom called Secret Nurse where I'm a nurse at night.
Wait, who said that? Who
Joe
said
Parsons,
that?
And it's going to be on Showtime, she says. Okay.
That's crazy that we've counted it now. I wish we hadn't in a weird way.
Why? You love love.
I do love love.
It's good to love love.
I do. I love love. But yeah, this last relationship was, and I've been on other podcasts when I was in the relationship. Thank you.
Okay.
People ask me. And I went on being like, I found my soulmate.
Yeah.
I found my
life
partner.
Well, you were very much like that.
I was like, I'm going to marry this girl, no doubt. Like, absolutely 100. There's no doubt in anybody's mind, mine or anyone around us, that this is real and
totally.
We're going to get married. And that's the deal.
That
everyone
is how
knew
it felt. Yeah.
That's what it felt. Everyone was like, this feels different. Morgan, you feel different. This feels different. It like wasn't lust, which for me, it's like I always lead with lust.
And
I
also
love sex.
Like, I remember you telling me the story of kind of how you came together. And it was very kind of
how
like
cosmic.
We met at a cosmic. Show.
Yeah.
We met at a show that we were both on. And we, oh man, I can't believe I'm telling this.
You don't have to do anything you want.
No, that's fine. Okay, so we met at a show and we like locked energies, I would say. And then she said, I was like standing in the back and she was like sitting up the front. And she said she went out to like pretend to go to the bathroom because she wanted to come back and stand next to me. So she could just physically like be closer to me. And I was like, I felt the exact same way. Mm. And then we went outside to, and they were like, we're going to get a drink at this bar. And I don't do that or care. But I was like, sure, I'll get one.
Yeah.
And then we went and we bonded over Olivia Wilde being gay on the
OC. It was a formative moment for me.
Yes, formative for all of us, I think.
Yeah.
That's when Catherine finally said.
There's a shred of bi in me.
Yeah.
A shred of bi?
I remember the chair throw when she threw the chair.
Yes.
Yeah.
All I don't remember that.
Marissa threw a chair about her lesbian girlfriend.
About her girlfriend.
We always are throwing chairs. That's
about,
kind of
you're thing. Always throwing chairs about each
We're
other.
We're just throwing chairs about each other. It's crazy. But anyway, so yeah, we were like, this is insane. And I had a girlfriend at the time. And we went to Jumbo's Clown Room. And the
What's
rest
that?
Is, that's a place in, oh, you guys are in New York.
Yeah.
In Los Angeles, it's like a burlesque type strip club that's very fun and
very cool. Oh, this is in LA that you met.
This is in LA.
Should I go to a boys strip club one day?
Boys sounds weird.
Men. Oh my God.
I'm just saying, we don't know your taste.
Wait, should we edit it out?
No. I knew what you meant.
Should I go to a man's strip club? A man's strip club.
A big old man.
Chevy truck.
Like a
beef
jerky. A Chippendale sitch?
A Chippendale sitch.
Maybe.
I probably wouldn't enjoy that.
I think you would.
Some of my porn I do like is when it's a, I like to pretend that someone's, want to hear what a stupid porn fantasy I have? Someone's a cop and They go to a strip club. And this is...
I'm already hooked.
If there is a strip club in the porn, like, this is the narrative I build for it and pretend it's true in the porn. So I pretend whoever is ultimately... I need the stripper to be the one who tops. And I need the person... And I pretend the other person's, like, a straight cop who has a family who's undercover. And he's trying to, he's trying to bust the strip club for something. And then he has to get close to the stripper male. And so they go in the back room. But he's, like... actually so attracted to him, and they start making out, and he gets fucked, and the whole time he's like, oh my god, I have a wife. And he's like, I'm a cop, I'm just trying to do my job. And he's like, I'm just getting fucked right now for my job to get information. But yeah,
I did zone out, but I love that.
Okay, cool. Do you like that?
I do like that. Yeah, as far as two men go, I feel like that found that sounds nice. I think about lesbians, everyone's like, you like gay male sex, and I'm like, really? No. A lot of people say that. I'm like,
why absolutely. Would you want gay male sex?
I don't know. It's aggressive.
There's no girls even there.
It makes no sense to me, but it is a stereotype, and
I have no idea of that.
Absolutely not. I don't. I actually.
I don't like lesbians.
I don't partake
sex, so
in porn,
even,
and I don't really? Masturbate. Two famous things about me.
Really.
Wow.
Ever?
That's why she's always in a relationship.
Wait, you never masturbate?
No.
You just don't want to?
I would. I can't get in the mood to do it.
Yeah.
And I think there's some part of me that's like the connection is way more powerful than coming physically.
Oh, my God.
I'm one of those. I'm really fucking gay. I'm fucking gay.
I'm crying.
That's incredible.
It is, but I'm also wound up so fucking tight. Yeah. So when I do have
You
sex,
don't like porn because...
It just doesn't get me in the mood. I don't know. Also, all lesbian porn is done by women that I know aren't lesbians. And also, I don't want to research good lesbian porn. I'd rather research something
else.
It's
so funny how it's like for me, because I know a lot of the gays aren't really gay, but then that's kind of thrilling.
Yeah. Well, non-lesbian girls like fucking each other with like long nails is like a nightmare. It's like a true goddamn nightmare
really?
To watch. Yeah,
what's your type?
Femme.
Yeah.
Very femme. I love femme girls that are all the way gay. I don't really fuck with bi girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm all the way lesbian. I don't date men at all. So it's nice to date someone who
totally.
Feels the same
that
way.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense, right?
Yeah. So you meet at this, you go to this bar, Lady Clown, what's it called?
Lady Clown.
Jumbo's Clown Room.
I say lady because she's gay.
Anyways, we just felt this cosmic energy. We were like, whoa, this is from the stars, not for us. Like,
what's your sign?
I'm a Sagittarius.
What does that mean?
Sagittarius is a great sign.
It's a great sign.
Really? Gets along with Sagittarius. We're very like outside the box thinkers. We're very like, don't tie us down. We've got too much to do. Fun loving. Uh-huh. Yes. It's a great sign to have.
That's great.
You are a Scorpio, which is terrifying.
But I love it.
I'm Leo.
Leo, of course.
So we have a good connect.
Of course. Oh my God. Spot on, Leo. I hope you talk about that more in this podcast.
You're such a
Leo.
We do on the podcast.
Yeah.
We get in it.
Because we are such kind of.
We had an astrologist DM me saying she would call in and tell us about what the moon's going on.
Oh, yeah. I didn't read that.
I need her. Can you give me her information?
Yeah,
she was helping.
Let's pass that along to my
friend.
She
was actually really sweet, and I like asked her a question, and she like kind of wrote a bunch of paragraphs. I was like, oh, that's really nice of you. So I'll get everyone her information.
Okay, I don't even know if I should share this or if it's not my story to tell, but Angelo has an ongoing correspondence with an Instagram hypnotist who found him in his Explore page, and I remember it was before Christmas. We're on Long Island. We're on the way to a mall on Long Island. He starts corresponding with this hypnotist on Instagram. The hypnotist is like, are you interested in being hypnotized?
Okay.
So Angelo thinks he wants to be hypnotized.
Yes.
But he this is now my take on it. I think he's not sure if he wants to. But he doesn't want to let the guy completely off the hook because maybe he wants to. So he's always pushing back a sketch. He's literally chronically pushing back an appointment to be hypnotized over Instagram by this stranger.
What's going to happen? He's like going to video chat him or something?
I don't know, actually. I think video chat, I guess.
Well, does he want to be hypnotized for some reason? Like to stop smoking or what?
No. There's nothing behind it. Just hypnotized.
Just to be hypnotized? Does he want to get rid of trauma? Is there anything like that?
No.
He just wants to be zoned out for like 3 minutes?
Well, it wasn't his idea. It was the hypnotist's idea.
Well, when you DM a hypnotist, what do you want?
No, the hypnotist DM'd him.
After he followed him?
No. The hypnotist found him on his Discover page and DM'd him out of the blue and said, are you interested in being
hypnotized? Okay, I see a little bit more.
And then I said, I have to be
suddenly I see. Amazing.
I said, I have to be.
Morgan's playing the guitar.
I said, I have to be in the room in case hypnotism is real and he has powers and he tries to make you do sex acts.
Yeah.
So I could wake him up. Like, put your pants on.
But if you wake someone up from being hypnotized, it's scary.
Really?
Yeah, they usually hurt you.
My BF sleepwalks sometimes, it scared me.
I used to sleep.
Who is this? Is this a new boyfriend or another boyfriend I know?
It's new. Oh.
Long, I knew long time ago. Go. That's been done forever, right?
That's been done forever. Who's I broke up with him. Well, we met when I was in an open relationship with my ex.
You were in an open relationship, okay.
For like 6 months. And then we broke up.
Uh-huh.
Saw that coming.
Yeah, well.
And
I was dating.
Were you doing that?
I was just dating a girl who was married to a man. Oh. And they were in an open relationship.
Wait, you just were...
I went on like 2 dates with her.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant...
Wait, I want you to finish your story before we get into...
Okay, go, but go for you.
But anyways, then we were sort of seeing each other, and then I broke up with my boyfriend, but then like he and this new guy and I broke up because it was like drama, and then I ran into him on the street in like April.
The guy that you hooked up with while in the open relationship. Okay.
And we kind of slowly started hooking up, and then it slowly became like, oh, we're dating, and then... In the fall, in like September, we were like, we're really doing it.
Wow.
So it isn't super new, but it feels new. It's new being boyfriend, girlfriend.
It's new. I feel like it's new. Yeah. But that's better. You laid like groundwork for it before.
Yeah, we've known each other for a long time. And he's like, you know, we've done the family stuff and we know all our friends.
And it's not open.
And no.
Closed, babe.
Well, with him, I have no urge. I'm like.
Yeah. I mean, open really. I don't know. This may be a hot take, but if you're going in an open relationship, that feels to me like it's going in a bad direction.
Well, that's how I feel. Lots of gay men.
It's like everyone's like, we're cool and woke and we just want to like fuck other people. Yeah. And in this, when I dated this married girl, I was like, you're just gay, bitch.
Yeah.
I would struggle with an open relationship, but a lot of my gay peers have it.
Wow.
It's almost more common, at least in my circles.
Wow. Yeah, I don't understand it. I think it's always a recipe for it's going downhill.
Me too. And I am a Scorpio, so it's like, if you're a Scorpio, it should be illegal for you to be in an open because that's you can't handle it.
Yeah, and if you're a Gemini, you should never date anyone.
Really?
I believe that fully.
Who is a Gemini?
My brother's a Gemini.
Oh, really?
Dates a married to a Gemini. Imagine that.
Oh, wow.
Imagine that.
Cool.
Not very cool. actually, the opposite
contraire.
Of cool.
En contraire.
En contraire.
What is the deal with French, how they make those sounds? Ooh. Should we edit that out?
Wait, so okay.
I love the part that most of this podcast is you being like, can we edit that part? And Kat like, going, it's staying there.
Yeah, you have no idea. So then you have this console connection.
Yes. So then.
But you're dating someone. So what happens?
I'm dating them. So I, one thing leads to another. We did hook up, and then I called my girlfriend back in New York, and I broke things off immediately. I said, I can't do this.
Right.
And we broke up immediately.
How'd she take that?
Not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you guys were kind of seer.
Yeah. Well, she was.
But she's the one I kind of knew the least.
Yeah, I was the one who I was like, the whole time I was like, I don't want to be called girlfriends and I can't be monogamous. And then when I came to LA, she was like, you have to be monogamous because I don't, you know, you're leaving, you're going to be gone for 2 months. And I was like, okay, I'm not trying to like fuck in LA.
That's the whole point of not being monog, though.
I know, but I was like, I'm not trying to fuck. She like kind of made an ultimatum and I was like, fine, I'll be like, for these two months, I was like, I'm just working. I'm not like Tindering. I'm not trying to do that shit. Yeah. So whatever.
The purpose of being open is
but
for
if I could like feel it in my gut, you know, I could like feel in my gut that I was like, I don't think we should be monogamous. This doesn't feel right. And then I met Red.
Yeah.
And then that's what happened. At the second we met, I was like, my life has changed from here on out.
Were you guys just like this right away?
Yeah. It was truly like, this girl, I want to be my best friend forever. Mm.
Yeah.
We were
together all the time.
She was very beautiful, very beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I was absolutely so attracted to her. But that wasn't the first thing. The first thing I wasn't like, we got to fuck. I got to get her naked. We got to figure out what's going on under those clothes.
Under the hood, as they say.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
As behind my those, mechanic behind friends
those high-waisted.
Say.
Behind those high-waisted.
Oh, my God. I love a high-waisted. Catherine, I just have to say, you look so... Something about the... headphones and the high pony is so cosmopolitan.
Oh my
you
God.
Look like literally a sex columnist in a good way.
I am a sex columnist.
I know you are, so that's why you look the part.
Thank you.
Okay, Pat, my turn.
Morgan, you look literally
my turn.
Like an Olympic. You look like an Olympic swimmer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Cosmopolitan sex journalist, an Olympic swimmer, and me.
I want to take a picture so y'all can know what I looked like when I looked like a cosmopolitan sex journalist.
And that's going up on our Patreon.
I just like can't stop. I can't stay on the pod, but
Anyways, so
we met. So the next day I ended it with girl in New York, and Red and I started moving forward with us, and we did long distance from New York for 5 months, and it was unbelievable. And then I knew I was going to move to LA for sure. I'd already decided it, and of course, like she was a straw in the hat or whatever you fucking say. But I definitely moved here for my career, not her. Like, we didn't put any pressure on that. I didn't move in right with her right away, which everyone thought was
crazy.
For
a long time, too, right?
We never moved in together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm. Because we were like, we want to do this slow and right, and we care about each other enough to, like, actually do this correct and not, like... And we just were very smart and wonderful about it. And, yeah, so then it was, like, you know, in the first, like... 5 months of us being long distance, it was like I went to Ireland with her family. Like, she saw me headline the 420 Mile High Festival in Denver, where we got to see Lil Wayne and Lil Jon. Like, she came to my great uncle's funeral. Yeah. Like, all of these things. It was like, yeah, she was in all the pictures, and she was in my sister's wedding. She was there. And so, like, all the pictures from that wedding, my sister's like, well, we didn't print a lot of them because, you know, that girl's not part of your life anymore. And I was like, that is so sad.
Yeah.
Because I looked really fucking good. Yeah.
When was the wedding?
What was it like when you lived in the same city?
It was great. It was awesome. I think we definitely fell into some codependency, and we definitely were like, it became like too much, too fast, a little bit. But we were both working on ourselves. I was like trying to like get my foot in here as like a comedian and an actor and a writer and just like a human. And
most of all, a human.
Most of all, human.
The most important thing on that list.
Yeah,
is human.
A human.
Just person. Human.
A person in Los Angeles, California.
And
yeah, and then we. We're strong, going strong. Like, we told everybody that this was it. Can't wait to get married.
You said that to people.
Everybody knew this. Everybody knew this. Pat, you remember? Mm-hmm. Like, I talked.
You guys
I was like, what kind of ring would you want?
And oh my God.
I was like,
would you
I was gonna give her my great grandmother's ring.
Well, as someone in same sex, like how I am. It's like, how do you decide who propes?
Well, I always did the joke that I was like, if you don't propose, I'm not getting married to you. And
oh, really?
Was like, that's insane. Why do you expect me to propose to you? And I'm like, because that's how it is. Yeah. That's what I want, and that's what I need.
Yeah, but you want the grandma ring, though.
Right. But then as stuff came along, I was like, I'm probably going to propose to her, and that's fine. But yeah, we talked about proposing, where we'd get married, what our life. We looked at buying a house in L.A. We looked at renting together. We, you know, the whole nine fucking yards, it was like, this is it. And the thing we kept saying was like, God, isn't it so great we never have to date again? Isn't that the best? We just never have to go on a date again. It's so great. And we both were like, yeah, it's just the best. And I loved her family, got along with her family so well. My family loved her.
Where is she from again?
She's from Atlanta, and she's...
Okay, she's going on Love Is Blind.
Yes, yes.
Her name, Jessica.
Can you imagine?
Her name, Jessica. Oh, my God.
oh, man. So... Yeah, so, I mean, everyone was on board. Her mom was like, if you propose to her, do you want a ring? My mom said the same thing. It was kind of like...
Wait, how long was it?
It was a little over a year and a half, ultimately. But we didn't move in together. We, like, tried to take it really slow. And then things started to get a little bit, like, crunchy.
In what way?
She started to get a little... Just like she started to get a little tight, like it could feel like tense up a little bit, and in terms of like most things. And I was like, "What's going on? What's going on here?" And then we had this like big argument about holidays, like who if we should go to hers and then mine, or mine and then hers, or neither. And we had a big blow up about that. And she was like, "I want to go into couples therapy like before we move in." Now she's like to like do some preventative work, and I've never been in a relationship this serious, so I want to do it right. I was like, "Great, okay." Well, first of all, I flipped out. And I was like, fuck you, I'm not going to couples therapy.
Really?
Yeah, why did she think you needed therapy at that point?
Well, I think couples therapy is appealing. Yeah. It's literally, to be in a relationship, it's like...
It's hard.
Hard.
Yeah. I think it's great. I recommend couples therapy to anyone. But people did say when I got in it, they were like, well, you're going to learn one of two things. You're either going to learn that it's going to work and you guys are going to make it, or you guys aren't going to make it.
Oh, my God. That's actually terrifying.
And I was like, don't tell me that.
Yeah.
Because that's insane and terrifying. But it was true.
Did it happen in couples there?
So it happened outside. So more or less, I can't say on her end, but I think she got scared, and she was unable to sort of take care of herself, and she was going through a lot of mental health stuff in her own journey, and she couldn't explore her own journey with me as part of it.
Yeah.
Even though I was like, please let me love you through this, and she said, I cannot let you do that. I have to go on this road myself. And I was like, I can't say anything to that, so off you go.
Wait, can you tell me about couples therapy?
How old is she?
She's 30 now.
Uh-huh. So you guys are like getting ready to like start this life together, and she's like, just let's go to therapy to
Before we move in. She's like, my therapist said it's a good idea before you move in to go to couples therapy.
Yeah,
and I was like, first of all, I was like, we don't need it. I'm pissed. I also do a lot of work on myself.
Totally. Mm-hmm.
I am.
Yeah.
Do like therapy on my own. I'm in another program. Like I do a lot of self fucking help.
And she hadn't really figured it out.
Sort of. She did some of it, but not a lot of it. And I also like, I have severe mental illness. I am bipolar, severe anxiety, I have insomnia and depression, and I'm on medication for all of those things.
Yeah.
I'm riddled with it. I'm also sober, but like, so for me, it's like to have a normal day in life.
Yeah.
Like shit's gotta be in order, mm-hmm. and I gotta like work on myself a lot. And honestly, she loved me for all those things regardless. And that was pretty cool. So she was like, we should just do couples therapy before we move in. I hear that's a good idea. I was like, okay, this seems like a lot and it kind of makes me mad. But I got over that. I like got over my ego and stuff. And I was like, great, let's go to couples therapy. This will be fine and good. And it worked. It was good for a little bit. It worked. And I thought it was continuing to work. And we were working on a lot of stuff. We weren't really seeing eye to eye on some stuff, especially like language and verbiage of how we talk to each other, which is really very interesting.
Oh, how so?
Like, I think, you know, it's just so interesting when you're so deep in with someone to, like, really dig behind the mask, if that makes sense. Like, where every characteristic they have comes from. It's, like, trauma. It's, like, how they were raised. It's, like, how they were parented. If they were parented, what did divorce do your life? What did, you know, having, you know, sort of a brother that didn't allow you to have any, like, where to shine, like what did that do to you kind of thing. So when you go to therapy, that like opens up, all of that opens up, and you're like, oh, this is where this is coming from. You have abandonment issues in this way, I have abandonment issues in this way, we're just trying to merge them together so that we're not like freaking each other out. And so my, you know, my sort of, I'm pretty an intense person. I have like a pretty, I have a bad temper, or I used to have a really bad temper, and like a really like, I would like really, you know, when I was drinking, I was like a fucking nightmare in so many ways, but I would like yell and scream and throw my phone and shit like that. So for me, I have to take a pause, and I pause and I would like leave, and that felt like abandonment to her when we would get in an argument. Mm-hmm. And that makes sense, but we worked through that. And then we worked through like some stuff when I called her, you know, she needed me to like sort of preface things and be like, hey, I'm about to unload. I'm like really upset. So she could kind of like be ready to like receive that. Mm-hmm. And that made me like, that was hard for me because in general, I'm just the type of person who like calls and is like, fucking shit's awful, dude. Fucking help. So it was a lot of that. But I think it was mostly like she was just like kind of figuring out herself at the time that we were figuring out us. And she needed like to focus on herself, which I respect so much. And I only will talk about her on this podcast because I love and respect her more than anything. I would never speak badly about her. I would never say a bad thing about her. I love her very much. We ran into each other for the first time.
So how long has it been? When did you break up?
There's a lot we have here, guys.
Oh my god!
I'm like so fascinated by all of this, and you speak with, you're so eloquent, and I'm just like, go off.
Go off, diva.
To borrow a phrase, go off, queen.
To borrow a phrase from the LGBTQ+ community, go off, queen.
So we broke up. So okay, all this happens. I thought we're doing good in couples. Last couples therapy session. Our couple service was like, hey, stuff's been really heavy. Feels like we've had some heavy stuff happen. You're going through this, Morgan. You're going through this, Red. And I think we should just, I don't want to say her name. And I think we should just, like, for this week, your assignment is just, like, go back to having fun. Do something that you love, just the two of you. Like, maybe go to Dave and Buster's, which is, like, what we love to do.
Really? Or,
like,
I love
do
it there.
Something. Love it there.
I wonder what I would do for that.
Me
with
too.
That assignment.
Yeah.
We like, would literally, go to, like, like a restaurant, like a not nice restaurant.
Well, something that's like fun and like free spirited. I mean, we loved carnival games. Like one time we they were offered like an $800 voucher to stay in Reno and stay at the Circus Circus.
Oh my God.
For a night and like put you up there. And we were like, yes, we're going to take that. Yeah. And so we carnivaled all night.
That's so fun.
Anyway, so that's kind of thing. We were just like super fun. And that was something that I was like, okay, good. We are. This has been too heavy.
Right. The next day. So you feel like we're going back to Reno.
The next day, she breaks up.
Okay. And this is a perfect time because we're at halfway point. So we're going to take a phase, a little cliffhanger for the listeners. We're going to take a little break for ads and we'll be right back with Morgan Miller in just a second.
Whoa. Cliffhanger extraordinaire.
Forever. Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.